That's the only thing I've plenty of, maybe.
The first time I heard jazz was actually when I accidentally bought an album of the duets of Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And
good album to buy.
Yeah, it was amazing and just blew my mind away. So I've always had this dream to be able to make a proper English jazz album. And so, well, it seems like the right timing has just come about.
Are those the influences? I mean, you mentioned Ella Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listening to the album, it reminded me of late night Sarah Vaughan in places as well. I mean, those diva, deep voices,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Soulful singers.
Right, right. I love them all. Billie Holiday, Ella, Sarah Vaughan.
I can't give you anything but love.
Actually, with this album, I think I had most fun, well, making use of the Chinese instrument that I play and putting that into jazz.
There's not, as far as I know, been many Chinese jazz albums, certainly not using traditional, classical Chinese instruments.
Right, exactly. And that's why I thought that'd be cool and interesting to do something that no one's really done before.
Because I don't think I've heard the George Harrison song "While My Guitar Gently Weeps."
Yes.
Done with what's the instrument? It's the guzheng.
Guzheng, yeah. Yeah, it's a Chinese zither. It's a really old instrument. It's probably been around for a couple thousand years. And I started learning it when I was a teenager in Hong Kong. And every time I'd do a solo concert, I would, you know, feature that instrument a little bit. But then somehow it just dawned on me that, wow, I should really, like, you know, do it properly this time round in my jazz album.
And then there's Chris Isaac and Sting, Sting's Moon Over Bourbon Street.
Yeah,
have either of those two heard your covers?
Well, actually, funnily enough, I recently bumped into Sting.
As you do.
Because he was touring in Asia, and I bumped into him literally in the airport lounge. I just could not hold back, but then just introduced myself and then told him, I just did a cover of one of your great classics.
How did he take it? Was he delighted by the news?
I hope so. I don't know. I don't think you actually see people in airport lounges every day and then, you know, people covering your songs.
That call. The bright lights, the people, and the moon and all.
Is it a bold gamble on your part? I'm intrigued why you're doing this, because you have such a fantastically successful career back home. How will doing a jazz album in English fare with home fans?
Well, it's something very new to them, especially to my fans in mainland China, because jazz is still kind of untapped at the moment. But then, actually, there are a lot of fans that have been waiting for this to happen for a long time. So I have people telling me, "What? Finally? Why did you have to wait 20 years to finally put out an English album?"
Is there a jazz scene in China? The reason I ask is I went to Shanghai, admittedly, it was in a hotel basement, but I mean, the one live music was jazz.
Yes.
Is there an interest in jazz in China?
It's kind of coming back now, especially in Shanghai. First of all, because Shanghai had the history of jazz back in the 20s.
Indeed, you cover a song from that period on the album.
Exactly,
don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, Shanghai.
Is this the beginning of a new chapter in your career? I mean, this is you taking on jazz. Is there a hidden love of country or disco? I mean, are there other genres you would like to cover and reinterpret?
As a genre, then jazz really is it. So hopefully I have the chance to, you know, do a few more albums along these lines. But then actually the next challenge I would like to tackle at some point is to go back and do some musicals. If I could ever get the chance to actually play in the West End or on Broadway, that would be something I would really like to challenge myself with.
So any theatre directors listening in?
Way, way.